Welcome to the Bhakti Sangha mid-morning class, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Today's class is given by His Grace Adi Gadadhara Prabhuji. Prabhuji, are you there in the call?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yes, Mataji, I am here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. I'm here with Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Today we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 24th chapter 326 onwards. Prabhuji, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
We are reading today three verses. Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Lila, chapter 24, entitled The Different Explanations of Atmaram Verse. We will be studying verse number 326, 327, and 328. Verse number 326, Sanatan Goswami is speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sutra kari dishayadi karaha updesh, apane karaha yadi ridaye pravesh.
Translation and purports. By His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation.
Sanatan Goswami then requested the Lord, please personally tell me how I can write this difficult book about Vaishnava behavior. Please manifest yourself in my heart.
Purport. The writing of Vaishnava literatures is not a function for ordinary men. Vaishnava literatures are not mental concoctions. They are all authorized literatures meant to guide those who are going to be Vaishnavas. Under these circumstances, an ordinary man cannot give his own opinion. His opinion must always correspond with the conclusion of the Vedas. Unless one is fully qualified in Vaishnava behavior and authorized by superior authority, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot write Vaishnava literatures or purports and commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. We go to verse number 327.
Tabe tara disha spure moni chera riday, Ishwar tumi ekaraha sei siddha hai.
Translation. If you would please manifest yourself within my heart and personally direct me in writing this book, then although I am low born, I may hope to be able to write it. You can do this because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead yourself, and whatever you direct is perfect.
Verse number 328. Prabhu kohe ye karite kariba tumi mana, Krishna sei sei toma karabes purana.
Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, whatever you want to do, you will be able to do correctly by Lord Krishna's favor. He will manifest the real purport. Purport.
Sanatan Goswami was a pure devotee of Krishna. A pure devotee has no business other than serving Krishna. Consequently, Krishna is always ready to help. Consequently, Krishna is always ready to help him. This benediction was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami
who was authorized to write Vaishnav Smriti. Sanatan Goswami was a pure devotee of the Lord, and through the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was able to write the book perfectly. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatharitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhandikamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. My heartfelt gratitude to Preeti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you today. And my sincere obeisances to all the devotees who are listening. I humbly aspire and beg for your blessings so that by the power of your blessings, Shri Shri Guru Gauranga will empower me and give me the ability to speak for the next few minutes in such a way
that our hearts become purified and our hearts become attracted forever at the lotus feet of Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So my dear friends, this is a very, very important topic that we are going to discuss today. We read three verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the incarnation of Krishna with the sentiments, emotions, mood, as well as complexion of our Supreme Worshipable Personality, Srimati Radharani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmad. Radha and Krishna, they come together as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has ordered Sanatan Goswami to write literatures which explain Sadachar, explain Vaishnava behavior. Elsewhere, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is Sadachar, it is Vaishnava etiquette, which is the ornament of the devotees. And it is Vaishnava etiquette, the ornament of all the devotees, which makes the devotees beautiful in the eyes of Krishna. Krishna is not impressed by our handsome looks, by the way we wear our dhoti. Krishna is not impressed with our physique, with how handsome we are, or how beautiful we are, or how expert we are at putting a beautiful tilak, or how nicely we modulate our voice, how nicely we sing, how many girls we can impress with our looks, how much weight we can lift in the gym, how big our biceps are, or for Matajis, how beautiful they look, how sweetly they talk, etc., etc. I don't want to meditate too much on that. It doesn't matter what material qualifications we have. Krishna appreciates us and reciprocates with us to the degree we have Vaishnava etiquette, to the degree we observe Vaishnava etiquette. Someone can please chant Hare Krishna for 1 minute. I have to take an urgent call. I'll be right back.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. So it is Vaishnava etiquette which makes us beautiful in the eyes of Krishna. We all should aspire to please Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way, live in such a way, do your bhajan in such a way that Krishna is pleased to see you. This instruction Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur repeated many times. So, we must aspire to please Guru and Gauranga. And we can please Guru and Gauranga only to the degree we have inculcated Vaishnava etiquettes, Vaishnava Sadachar. Sadachar is very, very important. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering Sanatan Goswami to write a book on Vaishnava etiquette. So you can imagine what an important task this is. Sanatan Goswami has full realization of how important and critical this task is. So, in the verses that we read today, he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, hey Mahaprabhu, please become manifest in my heart. I am low born. I am disqualified. I am very fallen. I cannot do this. But if you empower me, if you manifest in my heart, if you write through me, then it is possible. This is Vaishnava etiquette. To always understand that by ourselves, we have no value. We are like a small spark of fire that is separated from the fire. By ourselves, left to ourselves, we will burn out in few moments. But if we re-enter the flames, the massive flames of the fire, then we are protected. Then we'll survive. Not just survive, but we'll thrive. So alone we are weak, but together we will thrive. So Sanatan Goswami is following Vaishnava etiquette by genuinely feeling himself incompetent, and he's praying for the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, empowerment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although his supreme personality of Godhead, as an acharya, as a sannyasi, as a guru, he is also following Vaishnava etiquette, Hare Krishna. And he is not saying, all right, Sanatan, I empower you. He says, Krishna will certainly empower you. And you will be able to do it by Krishna's mercy, by Krishna's empowerment, by Krishna's grace. This is also Vaishnava etiquette. Just see the beautiful exchanges mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, it is said, Chaitanya Charitamrita teaches us Vaishnava Sadachar, teaches us Vaishnava etiquette. See how Sanatan Goswami is behaving and see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is responding. So beautiful. So beautiful. Mahaprabhu says, may Krishna bless you. Although he is Krishna. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babenira. Hari, he is Gaur Hari. But as he is chanting the name Hari, in the mood of Radharani, Nayane Babe Neera. Tears are flowing out from his beautiful lotus eyes. So this is what we can learn from these verses. The purport that Prabhupada writes is so, so amazing. Therefore, I want to read it again. Purport to verse number 326. It is really, really very important. Prabhupada says, please listen carefully, my dear friends. Prabhupada is saying, the writing of Vaishnava literatures is not a function for ordinary men. Vaishnava literatures are not mental concoctions. They are all authorized literatures meant to guide those who are going to be Vaishnavas. Under these circumstances, an ordinary man cannot give his own opinion. And then Prabhupada writes, two qualifications required to perform this service of writing Vaishnava literatures and speaking Vaishnava Siddhanta. My dear friends, we are giving classes on Bhakti Sangha. We are giving classes in the Bhakti Vriksha. We are giving classes in the temple. We are speaking Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy to our children. We are preaching to others. When we preach, when we speak Harikatha, we are representing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Are we not? Because whatever we are preaching, whatever we are speaking in Harikatha, we are speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Which means,
When we are speaking Harikatha to our children, to our spouse, to our parents, to our friends, relatives, colleagues, people on the street, devotees in the temple, devotees in the Bhakti Vriksha, devotees on Sadhu Sangha conference call, Bhakti Sangha conference call, whatever the platform may be, when we speak Harikatha, these same qualifications apply to us. Because we are representing the parampara. We are representing Srimad Bhagavatam. We are representing Bhagavad Gita. We are representing Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are representing our Guru Varga. People have not read Bhagavatam. People have not read Chaitanya Charitamrita. But we are quoting. We are speaking. So we are responsible. We are responsible. So the same qualifications apply to us. And what are these qualifications? Sadhana, Sadachar, and Sadhu Agya. We have to remember these two things. The first qualification is Prabhupada writes in the purport that we must have good sadhana. We must have spiritual realization. And we must have good sadachar. If we want to talk about bhakti, Krishna bhakti, we must be practicing Krishna bhakti. If we have to talk about, I'm extremely sorry. Please, can someone chant Hare Krishna? I'll be right back on the call.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you so much. You are all so accommodating, so merciful. Thank you. So tolerant. Hare Krishna. So the first qualification Prabhupada writes is, unless one is fully qualified in Vaishnava behavior, that is first qualification, which means we have to walk our talk. What we are preaching, we must be following. If we are saying, chant 16 rounds, we must not have missed our 16 rounds. No carrying forward of rounds to the next day. If we are talking about Vaishnava Sadachar, we must be practicing that Vaishnava Sadachar. Prabhupada is writing this. Otherwise, it is like firing empty bullets. There is something called as blank fire. I don't know how many of you have seen it, but in India, in marriages, the bridegroom sits on a horse, nicely decorated, and he's going to the bride, the place where the marriage ceremony is going to take place. And he's accompanied by relatives and friends and well-wishers, and there is music and band and all those things. And then there are also people holding guns. Usually it is a shotgun, 12-bore. That double barrel shotgun, and they fire, they fire those bullets to invoke, I don't know what, it's some crazy culture. They think that it's going to invoke, burning gunpowder is going to invoke auspiciousness. Instead of doing aarti and blowing conch shell to remove all inauspiciousness and invoke auspiciousness, I have seen there is a tendency of firing those shotguns, thar, thar. So they are not actually firing actual bullets. There is a cartridge inside, but inside that cartridge there are no pellets, which normally the shotgun fires. There are no pellets; it's just gunpowder, and the shell is empty. There are no pellets within. So you pull the trigger, and there is a blast. The bullet goes off, but there are no pellets. There is no bullet inside. It's called blank fire. Like a blank fire, like our Diwali guns, the guns that children play with during Diwali. It's blank fire. So unless, my dear friends, unless we are practicing Vaishnava Sadachar, unless we are practicing Bhakti Yoga, if we preach about it, if we talk about it, it will be like a blank fire. It will not carry the potency. Prabhupada said, purity is the force. Unless we are pure, our words will not carry potency, will not have potency. They will be impotent words. They will be blank fire. They will not have the desired effect. Therefore, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Kali Kale Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartan. So that is very important. So first qualification is we must be practicing what we are preaching. And second is, Prabhupada writes in the purport, we must be authorized by our spiritual authority. So two qualifications. First is, we must practice what we preach. We must have some certain purity. And second is, we must be empowered. We must be blessed by higher authority before we can write literatures about Krishna consciousness or speak Harikatha. We must get permission. We must get blessings from our superiors. It may be our Diksha Guru. It may be our Shiksha Guru. Our counselor or mentor. There are different names. Our Bhakti Vriksha leader. Whoever our superior is, our Shiksha Guru is. If not possible from Diksha Guru, then from Shiksha Guru. But we must get permission, we must get blessings before we speak Krishna Katha and before we write Krishna conscious literatures. My dear friends, just think how much our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, had to struggle to distribute his Back to Godhead magazines. He had to type it up, proofread it, edit it, print it, and then take it from the printer and hand distribute it at tea stalls to different people's homes. With his own hands, Prabhupada was distributing Back to Godhead magazine just so that a few dozen people will read the message of Godhead. Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Haya Andhakar, Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi, Maya Ra Adhikar. Just to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga and to bring people closer to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada would type it up, edit it, proofread it, print it, and distribute it with his own hands so that a few dozen people will read it. And my dear friends, think what we are doing in the year 2020. We just log into Facebook and we cut, type something, boom, we hit the share button, and within hours, hundreds of people have read what we just wrote. Hundreds of people read what we write. Hundreds of people were not reading what our beloved Prabhupada was writing. The technology had not advanced so much. How much Prabhupada had to struggle. But now, distributing what we write has become very easy, my dear friends. We are on a group. Type something on the WhatsApp group. Instantly 200-250 devotees read it. Or if it's not a spiritual group, you just write something and 200 plus contacts instantly read it. And then people share. And it just spreads like anything. So many forwarded messages. It has become so easy for us to reach people through our writings. Is it not? But we must question ourselves. Am I qualified to write anything? Am I qualified to write? Is what I am writing representing the Vedic knowledge? Is what I am writing going to benefit people who read? Am I writing my own opinion? Am I writing my own opinion? Or am I propagating the opinion of the great acharyas of our sampradaya? My dear friends, we have to think about this. We cannot be polluting ether భూమిరపోనలో వాయు ఖమ్మను బుద్ధిరేవ అహంకారితి అమ్మ భిన్న ప్రకృతి అష్ట. దట్ ఇస్ కృష్ణాస్ ప్రకృతి. ఈథర్ ఇస్ కృష్ణాస్ ప్రకృతి. వాట్ వి పుట్ ఇన్ టు ద ఇంటర్నెట్, వాట్ వి పుట్ ఇన్ టు ద వైఫై, వాట్ వి పుట్ ఇన్ టు ద సౌండ్ వేవ్స్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు థింక్ వీఆర్ పల్యూటింగ్ ఈథర్, విచ్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ ఎనర్జీస్. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, sound vibrations, internet, Wi-Fi, electromagnetic waves, radio frequency waves, these are all different types of waves. They pollute ether, Krishna's ether. If we are not repeating the words of previous acharyas, yesterday evening we were so fortunate to have the association of a pure devotee. Prabhupada is writing about pure devotee in this purport. Yesterday at New Paniyati Dham, Atlanta, Georgia, we were so fortunate to have the personal association of a pure devotee. We were celebrating the 50th anniversary of Param Pujya Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, such a pure devotee, such a Mahabhagwat, such a glory to ISKCON. Prabhupada must be so proud of Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. What a personality he is. What a personality. We were celebrating 50th anniversary of him taking sannyas. What an exemplary life of sannyas. He is the tilak of our movement. We should all be so proud of Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He has had such a massive stroke. Somebody attacked him in Spain, cut his neck. There was massive bleeding. Massive, massive bleeding from the major blood vessels of his neck, which supply blood to the brain. By the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda, he survived that senseless, brutal attack. But he lost so much blood, he had to be given massive blood transfusions. This is the 1980s, where blood product testing was not so advanced. And somehow, unknowingly, the blood that they gave was infected and he got hepatitis B. And that destroyed his liver. And that complicated his kidneys. And his kidneys became weak and liver was failing. He was having ascites, so many health problems. Finally, he underwent combined liver and kidney transplant surgery. So many health. Now he is on immunosuppressive medicines to suppress his immune system so that the body doesn't reject the organs of another person. So his immune system is artificially suppressed by taking medicines, which means he is very prone to catching infections. In such a precarious state, he can happily live in Navadvip Dham, in nicely sanitized quarters, surrounded by his well-wishing disciples, who will take care of his health very nicely, with doctor disciples at his beck and call, personal servants attending to his every need. Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj is completely justified in living in Sridhar Mahapur. I have done so much services for Srila Prabhupada, thousands and thousands of disciples, thousands and thousands of lectures, thousands and thousands of Sankirtan. So much I have done. I have written books. I have made sannyasis. I have maintained the dhara of our parampara after Prabhupada left. There were so many problems in ISKCON. But Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was like a steady lamp who did not flicker even once in the storm that came after a Mahabhagwat Acharya like Prabhupada disappeared. It always happens. The scriptures say, if there is no turmoil after an Acharya leaves, That means that personality was not an Acharya. After an Acharya leaves, because he's so mighty and he's holding such heavy burden, when an Acharya leaves, there has to be calamity. There has to be calamity. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, the sky of Gaudiya Vaishnavism was covered by dark clouds, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. There were competent people, like the six Goswamis. There was Narottam Shamanand Srinivas. Yes. But still, very soon, the entire sky became covered with dark clouds. And so many Apasampradayas, they became prominent. But somewhere in the obscurity, some Acharyas were there. Bhagwan Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they were there waiting for the seventh Goswami to come. And then our Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. And what wonderful, extraordinary preaching activities he did. He prayed, let there be a golden period in this Kali Yuga. And then he prayed for a ray of Vishnu. And Saraswati Thakur came. And Saraswati Thakur's message was propagated by Srila Prabhupada. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world, there was problem and chaos in the Gaudiya Math. Similarly, when Srila Prabhupada left, there was chaos in ISKCON. So many problems, so many controversies, so many fall downs. The faith of so many devotees was shaken. But Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj gave hope to everyone. He held on to the parampara. He did not let the parampara break. He was carrying the burden. And then, of course, so many Mahabhagavats came. But before those Mahabhagavats became manifest, it was Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj who was holding the dhara. He was holding the dhara with just few other God brothers like Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj. It is so wonderful. We should be so proud of Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And he said something extraordinarily wonderful yesterday in the lecture. He's traveling with all those health problems for us, to save us, to inspire us, to enlighten us, to empower us. He's Nityananda Shakti. And his heart is very compassionate. So when Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj or any pure devotee glances upon us, or even gives their darshan to us, sakshat darshan, because they are compassion personified, their compassion overflows on us. And through their glance, through their sight, they bestow their mercy, shower of mercy upon us. And then we are inundated in the ocean of mercy. Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj wrote the book, Ocean of Mercy. This ocean of mercy is coming from the pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He said such a wonderful thing yesterday. So sweetly, too. Somebody was a very nice, sweet, very wonderful, sweet devotee was translating. Was not translating, he was repeating the words of Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Because of his stroke, he has some speech challenge. And some devotees are not able to understand clearly everything he speaks. So one very sweet devotee, he was trying his best to repeat the words of Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And what a class Jayapataka Maharaj gave. I request all of you to listen to the class that he gave at ISKCON of Atlanta, New Panyachidham, yesterday evening. He said, everything that we need to know, the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj summarized it in that class. He was stressing the importance of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And from Kali Santarna Upanishad, he was quoting the famous verse, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmashanashanam, Natah Parataropaya, Sarva Vede Chudrishyate. And as he was quoting, the very nice, sincere devotee, who was repeating his words into the microphone, he had some difficulty reciting this verse. So there was a little bit of confusion there. And Srila Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj, with his all compassionate heart, he said, we must hear, we must digest, and then we must repeat. This is the parampara system. Hare Krishna. What I am trying to say in 1 hour, Srila Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj said it in one sentence. We are talking about what is the qualification for writing, speaking, Harikatha. Srila Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj said, we must hear from the Acharya, we must digest it, and then we must repeat it. If we try to repeat it without digesting it, then we'll make mistakes. Hare Krishna. Look at Mahabharata. What condition did Vyasdev make? That whoever writes, as I speak Mahabharata, whoever writes down these 1,10,000 verses must fully understand and realize every word I'm speaking before writing it. And only Ganeshji, Yatpada Pallava Yugam Vinidhaya Kumbha, Dvandve Pranama Samai Sa Ganadhi Raja, Vignan Vihantu Malamasya Jagatrayasya Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That Lord Ganesh, who is glorified by Rupa Goswami at the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, that Ganapati, who is glorified by Lochandas Thakur at the beginning of his Chaitanya Mangal, that Ganeshji, who is the son of the greatest Vaishnava, Shankar Bhagwan and Mother Parvati, he was qualified for this service. With enthusiasm, he was hearing and writing. The condition was, we have to realize and understand it. I remember when I was in my 10th grade and 11th grade and 12th grade in India, we used to go for tuitions. You, after school or college, you go to some private tutors and they would dictate notes and you write them in a register, in a notebook. And they are dictating organic chemistry. They are dictating and we have to write it down. And then they will teach, they would explain. But if you don't understand what they are speaking, then when you write the notes, you make mistakes. Therefore, we used to always look here and there, ask the neighbor, oh, what did he say? What did sir say? Why? Because we have not understood what is being spoken. That is there in material education. But in spiritual education, we cannot follow that same pattern. Before we write anything, before we speak anything, we must digest. We must digest. So this is what Srila Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj was saying. And the same thing we see even in Srimad Bhagavatam. When Srila Vyasdev was dissatisfied in his heart and Narad Muni came, he asked Narad Muni, why am I dissatisfied? And Narad Muni said, you have not glorified the pastimes of the Lord enough. You have not written enough about Krishna. You have not written about pure devotional service enough. Vyasdev said, please empower me to write this literature. Without their empowerment, I cannot do it. And only after receiving the permission and empowerment from Narad Muni did Srila Vyasdev write Srimad Bhagavatam. Although he is an incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna. That same thing we see in Valmiki Ramayana also. Valmiki Muni along with Bharadvaj Rishi, he went to take bath. Saw the bird, the crane birds, male and female, and the hunter killing the male bird. And then that curse
came out of his mouth in a particular chanda, particular meter, and then he was feeling guilty. How did I become angry? A sadhu is not supposed to become angry. And then Brahmaji came, and then later Narad Muni came, and they instructed, they gave a synopsis of the Ramayana to Valmiki Muni, and then they instructed him to write. And only after receiving the orders of Narad Muni and hearing the synopsis of Ramayana from Brahmaji did our Valmiki Muni take on the task of writing Adi Kavya, the first poetry, the first transcendental literature known as Valmiki's Ramayana. Kujantam Rama Rameti Madhuram Madhuraksharam Aruiha Kavita Shakham Vande Valmi Kikokilam. I offer my obeisances to the beautiful, sweet cuckoo bird who is singing, sitting on the highest branch of the tree of Kavya, Kavita. And beautiful voice is singing. The cuckoo bird is singing Ram, 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 Ram. So he became Valmiki and wrote Ramayana only after receiving blessings and permission from his superiors. Take any literature. Srimad Bhagavatam we discussed. Ramayana. Chaitanya Charitamrita. So beautiful. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes, I am old, I am invalid. My hands shake as I write. My vision is not good. I can hardly hear, I'm hard of hearing. My memory is failing me. But still I write. And this is a great miracle. This is a great miracle. This is empowerment. This is mercy. He started writing Chaitanya Charitamrita only on the order of Haridas Pandit. Haridas Pandit was a disciple of Ananta Acharya. And Ananta Acharya was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radharani. Hare Krishna. See the mercy of Radharani. Shukdeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. He is Radharani's parent. Radharani is everywhere. So when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami received the orders from Haridas Pandit, he received orders from other devotees also. Raghunath Das Goswami had expressed his desire that Kaviraj Goswami should write Chaitanya Charitamrita. All the devotees in Vrindavan, they came to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and said, we want to know about the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please write. Please write. After receiving the orders of all the devotees of Vrindavan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami went to take darshan from Radha Govinda Dev temple, where Haridas Pandit was there. Now if you remember, Haridas Pandit is the spiritual master of Ganga Mata Goswamini. We had discussed that katha, I think last year in the summer. So Ganga Mata Goswamini came from Gaudadesh to Vrindavan and she took initiation from Haridas Pandit. Started chanting 3 lakh names, 192 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. So that Haridas Pandit, he was the head pujari of Radha Govinda temple. After Rupa Goswami, he took that service. So from Radha Govinda Mandir, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is a 90 plus year old man, he climbs up the temple of, on the hill. He comes to the temple of Radha Madan Mohan. And there he's offering obeisances to Radha Madan Mohan Jiu. And he's praying for empowerment. All these devotees of Vrindavan, they want me to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I'm not qualified. Can you please give me your blessings? If you want me to write, please give me the blessings. He was praying. And all the devotees who saw Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, seeing Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, knowing his humble demeanor, and knowing how qualified he was, they were also simultaneously praying to Radha Madan Mohan, please bless this sadhu. Please bless Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the pujari also was praying. Please bless Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is offering you obeisances. Please empower him to write Chaitanya Charitamrit. For we really want to hear the later pastimes of Mahaprabhu, which are not mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the world also needs to hear those pastimes. So please empower this great personality, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. As everyone was praying, the garland miraculously slipped out of the neck of Radha Madan Mohan. And the pujari, knowing that, understanding it to be the reciprocation of Radha Madan Mohan, he picked up that garland in full view of all the assembled devotees. He went straight to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and placed that beautiful garland of Radha Madan Mohan around the neck of our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Hare Krishna! And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami held that Mahagarland of Radha Madan Mohan, and with tears in his eyes, he looked at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan, thanking them with gratitude for their mercy and empowerment, and sat down in the temple of Radha Madan Mohan right then and there and started composing. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. He started composing Chaitanya Charitamrita at that very moment. Now I have got Sadhu Agya and I have got Krishna Agya. Krishna has ordered me and the devotees have ordered me. Now this is a service. I should not delay. With full enthusiasm he started writing. But see the humility of Kaviraj Goswami. He says, Krishna Lila Bhagavater Kohe Vrindavanadas Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa. Sorry. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kohe Vedavyas Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kohe Vedavyas Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa Vrindavanadas. Krishna Lila in Srimad Bhagavatam is described by Vedavyas, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, the son of Satyavati Devi and Parashar Muni. He wrote Krishna Lila in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Lila Ra Vyas, but the Vyas, the author of Chaitanya Lila is Vrindavana Das. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kohe Vedavyas Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa Vrindavana Das. My dear friends on Bhakti Sangha, think about this for a moment. Please, think about this. Vrindavana Das Thakur has already written Chaitanya Bhagavat. He called it Chaitanya Mangal. Later on the name was changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat, so that there is no confusion with Lochandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal. So Chaitanya Bhagavat was already written by Vrindavandas Thakur. Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing a book again on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Chaitanya Charitamrita. Both of them are writing biography about the same personality, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Isn't there potential competition? Who is going to read my book? Already Vrindavandas Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat is popular. Who will read my book? Whose book will become more prominent in the years to come? There is a potential conflict here. There is competition. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the pages, in the 8th chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrit, my dear friends, can I make a request? All of you, today, please, read the 8th chapter of Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrit. I repeat, please read the 8th chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrit today. You will cry. You will cry. It is so nectarian. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the 8th chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, his Chaitanya Charitamrita, is writing, my dear readers, lovingly he's calling us fools. Oh fools, go and read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal of Vrindavan Das Thakur. What a book it is. What poetry. What Tattva Siddhanta. What Leela. What beautiful, amazing compositions Vrindavan Das Thakur has done. Think about this. They are, from a mundane point of view, Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami are competitors. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is entering the market of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biography after Vrindavan Das Thakur. So he really has a lot of work to do to get his market share. But in his product, he's writing, go and read Chaitanya Leela, written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Hare Krishna. Imagine, my dear friends, there are two cellular companies, AT&T, Verizon, or in India, Reliance and Vodafone or whatever. Will you ever see one company advertising that go and you use the cellular phone of the other company? Very good. What network they are giving, what coverage, what a cheap rate they are giving their service. Don't come to us. Read that. Take that service. Will you ever think? Will you ever see an advertisement of Nike shoes saying, you know, wear Adidas? Adidas. Hare Krishna. Or Nike? Or Reebok? No. They will advertise their own product. It will never happen in the material world like this. But look at our Vaishnava society, my dear friends. This is what Prabhupada is giving us. This is the high culture that he is giving us. Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, before writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, I urgently prayed to Vrindavan Das Thakur. He is sitting in Navadvip. I am old man here in Vrindavan. I left Navadvip and came here on the orders of Nityananda Prabhu. At this age, I cannot walk all the way to Navadvip to take the permission of Vrindavan Das Thakur before writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, sitting here at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan, in my heart, I prayed to Vrindavan Das Thakur to give me permission to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I will only write those pastimes which he has not described in his book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And in my heart, heart-to-heart connection, Vrindavan Das Thakur gave me permission. He gave me blessings. He gave me the empowerment. He gave me his heartfelt permission to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore I write. And therefore I write. Just see. Both are God brothers. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also, Nityananda Prabhu came in his dream and accepted him as his own. Of course, later on, he took Diksha from Raghunath Das Goswami at Radhakund. But Shiksha Guru is Nityananda Prabhu. Vartama Pradarshaka Guru, Patha Pradarshaka Guru is Nityananda Prabhu for Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is the youngest disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Both are God brothers. But look at the humble position that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is taking. Heart to heart, he's praying. And only with all honesty, when he got the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's writing. And even in that book, he's writing, read Chaitanya Bhagavat. This, my dear friends, is the qualification of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, in Adi Khanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he writes, I am writing this great literature, Chaitanya Bhagavat, only on the orders of my Lord and Master Nityananda Prabhu. He wants his Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be glorified. He ordered me, therefore I am writing. And whatever I am writing is coming by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, who is my Guru, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose remnants my mother ate, Narayani ate, all her childhood. And the mercy is coming like that. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing Chaitanya Bhagavat on the orders of Nityananda Prabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami went to Vrindavan on the orders of Nityananda Prabhu and started writing Chaitanya Charitamrita on the orders of the Vaishnavas and Radha Madan Mohan. And we conclude our class by talking about Srila Prabhupada. When Narendra Mallik, Prabhupada's friend, in 1922, took Prabhupada to Ultananga Junction, where just a Gaudiya Math was being established by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. On the terrace, he was sitting with some disciples and well-wishers. And Narendra, he literally pulled Prabhupada like a loving friend. No, you have to meet this sadhu. in the first meeting, Prabhupada told, in the first meeting, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada told Abhay Babu, our Prabhupada, that you are educated young man. You should write about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you should preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world in the English language. Why don't you do that? Years later, 1933, Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, Abhay Babu, he was so sincere. He liked to hear Harikatha from his Guru Maharaj so nicely, with such enthusiasm, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Harinam Diksha and Mantra Diksha, second initiation, at the same time, to Prabhupada. And he became Abhay Charana Aravinda Prabhu. And Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Radhakund, on the banks of Radhakund. His son, Vrindavan Chandra, was there with him. That time also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there is fire in the mud. For few pieces of marble and few facilities and pratishtha, devotees are fighting among themselves. I feel like selling all that marble from the Bath Bazaar Gaudiya Mutt and instead printing books. It was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He printed Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali. He printed Brahma Samhita in English. He printed Chaitanya Bhagwat in Bengali. He printed so many books. He printed Srimad Bhagavatam in Sanskrit. So all these books were being printed for the first time in the history of mankind by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur through his Brihad Midang printing press. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I feel like getting money by selling all that marble and printing books. At least the books will be there. There is no politics. The books can only be read. And then he told Abhay Charana Aravinda Prabhu, our Prabhupada, he told, if you ever get money, print books. Second time, same instruction. And then, in 1936, December, Prabhupada wrote a letter to Saraswati Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur wrote back just a couple of weeks before his disappearance. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote a letter to Prabhupada and again told him, preach the gospel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world in the English language and print books. Same message was repeated. And in the dream also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came so many times to Prabhupada and told him to take sannyas and preach. And only after receiving orders from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on multiple occasions like this, did our Prabhupada write his commentary, his tika on Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita and Nectar of Instruction. Just see. And he established Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And the rest is history, my dear friends. But if you see the literatures, right from Ramayana to Srimad Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Charitamrita to Chaitanya Bhagavat, even Chaitanya Mangal of Lochandas Thakur, Murari Gupta wrote his Sanskrit Kadachas called Chaitanya Charitamrit Mahakavya. And he, when he would go to Jagannath Puri to meet Mahaprabhu during Chaturmas, he made friendship with Damodar Pandit. And Damodar Pandit would say, please tell me the childhood pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And Murari Gupta would recite those beautiful Sanskrit verses of Chaitanya Charitamrit Mahakavya to Damodar Pandit. Hare Krishna. And later on, Damodar Pandit, he was sent by Mahaprabhu to Navadvip. And when Damodar Pandit came to take care of Mother Sachi, when he came to Navadvip, he met Lochandas Thakur, the disciple of Narhari Sarkar. And after hearing the same karachas of Sanskrit karachas of Murari Gupta, who is Hanumanji, after hearing them from Damodar Pandit, Lochandas Thakur developed great love for them. And he would recite them. And then his spiritual master, the eternal associate of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narhari Sarkar, ordered his disciple, Lochandas Thakur, oh, you like these Murari Gupta's Sanskrit Kalachas, Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahakavya so much, why don't you write a book in Bengali so that the local Bengalis who don't understand Sanskrit, they can relish the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lochandas Thakur, on the orders of Narahari Sarkar, he wrote Chaitanya Mangal. And he writes that in the beginning of Chaitanya Mangal. I am doing this only on the orders of Narahari Sarkar. Or whether it is Prabhupada's commentaries on Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Every Acharya has done it after receiving the blessings and empowerment of the previous Acharyas, of one's superiors. Therefore, we should not give our own opinion. We should always remain under the shelter of superiors. If we are acting independently, then we are by ourselves against Maya. What hope do we have? It is like someone who doesn't know how to swim without any life jacket, with a necklace of heavy stones, is trying to swim across the Pacific Ocean. That is also possible. That is also possible. But to cross over the Bhavasagar, this ocean of material existence where there is repeated birth, death, disease, old age, where there are the man-eating, flesh-eating, hungry, great white sharks and killer whales of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, false ego, Vaishnava Prad, it is impossible to cross over. Impossible to cross over by ourselves. But only if we take the boat of Krishna consciousness, we accept our Gurugan as the captain, and we accept the scriptures like Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita as the favorable winds, and we accept the association of all the passengers of this great ship who are our Vaishnava friends. When we get motion sickness and we start vomiting, they will comfort us. They will comfort us. If we take shelter of this boat in the association of devotees, only then. Samashritaye padapallavaplavam mahatpadam punyayasho murare bhavambudhirvatsapadam parapadam padam padam yadvipadam natesham. Only then it is possible. Daiviyesha gunamai mama maya durattaya maam evam ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. We take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, and at the lotus feet of Krishna is Prabhupada. He is at the pad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the pad, Padma, of Nityananda Prabhu. We take shelter of Prabhupada. We take shelter of Prabhupada's disciples. We take shelter of Gurugan. We take shelter of our devotee friends. We take shelter of each other, my dear Bhakti Sangha friends. And we carry on with faith, with enthusiasm. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Our Sambandha Acharya Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad ki jai. Our most beloved Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranams. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Most classes, after your classes, we are all dumbfounded that hardly we can say anything in appreciation. So I wish, you know, the time be little more merciful to let us hear your, true stories and realizations. And we can't thank you enough, Prabhuji, for your wonderful and inspiring practical classes. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, my humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Guru Gauranga. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for this very beautiful Nectarian class, glorifying all the Vaishnavas. There is so much to learn from each one of them. As you were talking, thank you so much for this very nectarian class, Prabhuji. Thanks for coming on the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Preeti Vilasini Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
if there are no questions or more comments, then maybe we can end the class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Do you have time? Can I ask one question?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu, for such a beautiful class. Always, I should say. And it's truly inspiring. And somehow, today after, you know, yes, you were glorifying all the Vaishnavas so wonderfully, but somehow at the starting of the class when you mentioned, I was a little less inspired, don't take me otherwise, but often this, you know, after hearing all this, the glorification of all the Vaishnavas and, you know, how they struggled and how much effort they have put into and how they were dependent on the mercy. So, you know, this thought always comes that what eligibility do we have to either hold a bhakti riksha, to give Krishna consciousness to our own kids, or even to say yes to Preeti Vilasini when she approaches us to give class in Bhakti Sangha. We don't have any eligibility, right? And after especially hearing today, I feel like that I should dive deep more into my spiritual advancement by rereading Srila Prabhupada books, you know, and so that get more out of it, rather just spontaneously say yes, that yes, when Preeti Vilasini approaches, that yes, okay, I can give class. Because we really don't have that eligibility. But on the other hand, if we see that if I specifically for my own self see the instructions of my Srila Guru Maharaj, where he says that just preach whatever you know, like you know the Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead, preach that. You know, don't have to preach all the philosophical conclusions of this, you know, the whole scripture, but preach whatever you know. So how to do the justice to these two contradictions? Because when temple president approaches, you know, it's hard to say no, that yes, okay, I cannot give class in Sunday feast, I cannot give class in Bhakti Sangha, or I cannot even hold Bhakti Riksha. Because if you see, we really don't have that qualification, especially I talk about my own self, because when she tells me to give class, or when I have to give class to Bhakti Riksha, I prepare, you know, weeks. I literally need time to prepare myself, because at that time only I prepare. It's not spontaneously it comes that, okay, I can give. But how to deal with such scenarios, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, this question can only be asked by someone who is very sincere. Because
that's why I'm asking you, Prabhu.
It can only be asked by someone who is very sincere. So you are asking this question because you are very
by someone, by someone.
By. Yes.
I thought so this, to someone.
No. This question can only be asked by someone who is very sincere. This question can arise in the heart of someone who is very sincere and humble. So thank you, Mataji, for your sincerity and your humility. What Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj instructed you is perfect. What the point that I was trying to make is, we should preach what we have digested, what we have realized. So we should speak, we should preach according to our adhikar. For example, there is a devotee in Atlanta. He once asked me to give a series of lectures on Saturdays on Gita Govind. And I remember telling him, this was a year or 2 years ago, I remember telling him that, Prabhuji, I have not read the Gita Govind, and it is a very esoteric scripture, very esoteric composition, and I do not have the adhikar to speak on it. Because Gita Govind, it can be relished by someone who is very pure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would relish it with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai in the Gambhira. It is not for conditioned souls. Very, very elevated composition. So we should preach according to our adhikar, according to our understanding, exactly how
Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj very rightly said, we should preach what we know. We should preach what we know. If someone asks me how to chant 16 rounds every day, I can try to explain because I'm doing that. But if someone asks me, Adigadhar Prabhu, I'm really inspired by Haridas Thakur. He used to chant 192 rounds every day. Can you tell me how one chants 192 rounds every day? Then I will fold my hands and say, I have no realization because I have never in my life chanted 192 rounds. I have not even chanted 92 rounds in one day ever. The highest I have chanted is in the 80s. But I have no realization to talk about 3 lakh. But someone, there are devotees who are doing it. So they can answer that question. They can guide. So we should speak according to our adhikar. We had discussed this previously also. And we had talked about prescriptive classes and descriptive classes. So if we are we don't feel qualified, we can give descriptive classes. Just describing Krishna Leela, Chaitanya Leela. Prescriptive classes are classes, you know, we should do this, you should do that, you know, we should do like this. So those prescriptive classes, better we leave it for the Shiksha Gurus and the Diksha Gurus. But descriptive classes, talking about the sweetness of Krishna, talking about Krishna Leela, that we can do by repeating the words of Prabhupada's books and the words of our spiritual master. So that we can try to do. And I had also asked the same question that you asked me, Mataji, in the summer 2019. I had asked this question to Mukundat Prabhu, who is Prabhupada's disciple. And he had told me that giving classes on Bhakti Sangha and giving classes in Bhakti Vriksha or in the temple, that is part of your sadhana. Because for those classes, you will read. For those classes, you will hear. And when you are giving class, for that 1 hour, you are completely absorbed in Bhagavatam. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita. So that is very good. So unless you do that, how will you advance? So take it as part of your sadhana. Take it as part of your sadhana, he had told me. And he said, unless you do it, how will we become pure devotees? And if we don't become pure devotees, how will the parampara continue? So not that we are going to become pure devotees or we say that we are pure devotees, but we strive for it. We try for it. Unless we desire it, unless we strive for it, we will never be given that. Krishna will not give it. So we have to aim high and feel low. Hare Krishna. Does that help, Madhari?
Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And especially I like the point that the difference between descriptive and descriptive class and then how Mukunda Prabhu, you know, says that this is a part of your sadhana. So that really helps Prabhu and gives a kind of a place too. But I also want to admit, you know, that in this Bhakti Sangha call, I gave a very esoteric classes on Atmarama verse, but really have no realization on it. But I don't know why I said yes, and I went so deep into it. But really, you know, forgiveness for that, because I haven't digested it, but just spoke it. So thank you so much, Prabhupada. Thank you for such a wonderful answer to my question. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. We really appreciate your association and we appreciate your qualities, your classes, all the services you do. And also, I've always noticed whenever I quote a new verse, you are the first one to find it and share it with all the devotees, which means you hear the lectures very attentively. You are sitting with probably a Veda base. A window open on your computer. So that is very, very nice, Mataji. Such a wonderful quality. I feel very inspired by your enthusiasm, sincerity, and at the same time, your genuine humility. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dadat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That's so nice. Really, it is so inspiring, always your class, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for your kind words. Jai Guru Gauranga. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So if it's okay, it's 12:20. I also have to go back to the hospital. So if
yes.
It's okay with everyone, we can end the call now.
Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you.
वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. अनन्तकोटिवैष्णववृन्दकी जय. भक्तिसङ्घ कान्फरेन्स् काल्स् की जय. ऑल ग्लोरीज़ टू ऑल ऑफ यू.
Thank you. 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 Thank